ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिः If Brahman is Atma and Atma is Jnana Swarupaha, still how can it be Nitya? This objection is being answered now. So how Atma is Nityaha? How Brahman is Nityam, which means Jnatrasvarupaha, Jnatrasvarupam, the essential nature of the reality obtaining in the form of the essential nature of the knower, which itself is the truth of the knowledge and the known, that Brahman consciousness, pure reality, is eternal. Timeless. How? That is established in the following statement. Vijnatru swarupa avyatirekat. Vijnatru swarupa avyatirekat. Number reason. First reason is what? Why Brahman is eternal? Why Atma is eternal? Why Atma nityaha Brahman nityam? How do we say this? First of all, he says, Vijnatru Swarupa Avyatirekat. Second reason, Karanadi Nimitta Anapekshatvat. Karanadi Nimitta Anapekshatvat. Cha. Brahmanaha Jnana Swarupatvepi Nityatva Prasiddhihi. What he says, Brahman has the Brahman being the Atma, in spite of being the very essential nature of the knower, reality which is of the nature of knowing the consciousness, is absolutely eternal. It has the status of being the eternal, permanent. Why? Because two reasons are given. First reason is Vijnatru Swarupa Avyatirekat. See, the reality implied by the term Brahman is non-separate. Avyatirekaha. Avyatirekaha. Brahma Atma Rupena Avyatirekaha. Brahman obtaining in the form of Atma is avyatirekaha, non-separate from the nature of the knower. Which means the nature of the knower and the reality are one and the same. So reality is non-separate from the swarupam of the knower. One reason. Due to that swarup, vatirekat. Then, karanadi nimitta anapekshatvam asti brahmanaha. Karanadi nimitta anapekshatvat. Apekshatvam means dependence. Anapekshatvam, independence. Anapekshatvat, due to its independence on karanadi nimitta. Due to Brahman's independence on instruments such as sense organs, etc. Karanadi nimitta anapekshatvat. Because of these two reasons. So Brahman is absolutely independent of any of the instruments such as sense organs. Brahman is not dependent on mind. Brahman is not dependent on sense organs. Brahman is not dependent on organs of actions. Brahman is not dependent on any anything else, any of the organs for its existence. And second thing, Brahman is the very swarupam of the knower. Therefore, it is non-different from, non-separate from the knower. Because of these two reasons, in spite of Brahman having the status of the nature of consciousness, knowledge, in spite of being pure consciousness, obtaining as a swarupam of the knower, Brahman has the status of being the eternal. Brahman is eternal. The reasons are given. Jnana swarupatve api. What he says, vijnatra swarupa avyatirekaha or avyatirekam brahma. Reason one. Karanadi nimitta anapekshatvam asti brahmanaha. Brahmanaha jnana swarupatve api nityatvam asti. This is the reason he gave. Because Brahman is not separate from the nature of the knower. And it is not dependent on instruments like the sense organs. Its nityatvam is established. Even though it is the nature of, it is of the nature of jnanam. Even though it is of the nature of jnanam means knowing or not. Brahmanaha jnana swarupatve api nityatva prasiddhihi. Even though Brahman is jnana swarupam, Brahman is of the nature of knowing, still, it is not subject to time or change because there is no jnatrutvam in Brahman. That is the beauty. There is no jnatrutvam in Brahman. What does it mean? There is no status of being the knower. There is no notion on the part of Brahman, I am the knower. We only say knower is Brahman. Brahman does not have entertain any notion that I am the knower. There's no knowership in Brahman. There's no status of being the knower on the part of Brahman. The truth is knower. The truth means that's the fact here. The truth is knower is non-separate from Brahman. But Brahmatma is not knower. So the knower is Atma, but Atma is not the knower. This is very important. Atma is not the knower. Atma does not have the status of being the knower. But the knower is none other than Atma. There is no knower other than the Atma. That is what is said here. The truth is, knower is non-separate from Brahman. But Brahmatma is not knower, but just jnana swarupam only. If this is not understood, there is satyam mithya confusion. Mithya should be understood clearly for advaita siddhihi. Advaita siddhihi means what? Accomplishment of the vision of non-duality of the reality. The mithya, concept of mithya must be understood very clearly. Different acharyas have committed the mistake of taking dhatvartha as the visesha of Brahmatma. But it is the very swarupam of Atma. And its status of knower, status of being the knower, is mithya. Therefore, he says, vijnatru swarupa avyatirekat brahmanaha. Brahman is non-separate from vijnatru swarupam. the knower qualification attributed to Atma is Mithya. So known is Mithya, knowledge is Mithya, knower qualification attributed to Atma is Mithya, Triputi Bheda is Mithya. What is Satyam? That which obtains as the Swarupam of the knower, without whose presence there cannot be knower, there cannot be knowing, there cannot be knowledge. That Swarupam alone, the truth that alone is Atma. I'm going to page number 110. Karanadi nimitta anapekshatvat cha. Brahman does not depend upon a nimittam, cause, like a vrittihi, etc., for it to get revealed. See, you have to remember here once again, knowledge of anything in the world is dependent on the process of knowing. Knowledge of any object definitely involves the process of knowing. So it involves the process of knowing means vritti must rise. Any given object, the specific vritti must arise, and vritti must, through the sense organs, reach the object, pervade the object, and assume the form of that object. Only there is a thought form of the object is there in the mind, and that is called vritti parinama, thought modification, which is a thought form of the external object. When the thought form is illumined by consciousness, then alone there's a knowledge cognition, knowledge of that given object takes place. Therefore, any process, there's a process is involved in knowing any object. Whereas for Brahman, to know the existence of Brahman, there's no thought processes involved. The vritti is not involved. That's why Brahman is not dependent. Only when the object is known, then the object has the status of being existent. Therefore, here Brahman is not involved. Brahman is not dependent on any vritti. All karanams also. So, karanadi nimitta anapekshatvatcha. Brahman does not depend upon animittam, a cause, like a vrittihi, etc., for it to get revealed. In our experience, karanam becomes karanam. Very be careful. A karanam becomes karanam for knowing. Means the instrument of knowledge becomes the cause for knowing. But for Brahman, it is not so. Therefore, Brahmanaha jnana swarupatve api nityatva prasiddhihi. Nityatvam is nirvikaritvam. Absence of any change or whatsoever. So what is being eternal means being changeless. That is why the word very important. Being eternal means what? Being beginningless, being causeless, being endless, therefore being changeless. And being changeless alone is said to be being eternal. Jnanam was ascertained before as jnatra swarupam. Means it's pure knowledge ascertained before as jnatra swarupam, as swarupam of the knower. And that fact remains. It's a fact. See, the reality which is of the nature of knowing is always available for recognition as the swarupam of the knower, means the truth of the knower. If you search for knower, you will end up in what? You will stumble upon the reality, which is of the nature of knowing. That's why the knower status attributed also is only mithya. Jnatra swarupam alone is satyam. So earlier we understood that jnanam, the pure knowledge, was ascertained before as jnatra swarupam, as a swarupam of the jnata. It's a fact. That fact remains. How does it become jnata then? Swarupa aparityagena jnata bhavati. Brahma katham jnata bhavati. Jnatru na jnana karane, jnana karmana, but jnana swarupena. Swarupa aparityagena jnata bhavati. Because of its nature of knowing. See, knowing is the swarupam of the reality. Being the swarupam, the swarupam does not change, does not give up its swarupam. Therefore, jnata bhavati. Brahman has the status of being the knower. Brahman becomes the knower. Without undergoing any change, it becomes the knower. That is called mithya. Like gold becoming an ornament. Clay is not a good example for this because it does undergo change due to heating. Gold is a shining example. Very effective. This is called vivarta. As though change and there is no parinama, modification. Therefore, there is nityatva prasiddhi for Brahman. Somehow Pujya Swamiji was not very keen to discuss, use this rope example, this rope snake example. But usually in Shastram, the rope is the vivarta upadana karanam of the snake. Without rope does not undergo any change. But it becomes what? It appears like a snake. Rope is the best example. Rope is the vivarta upadana karanam of the snake. Like that, the example is given. See, like we give also the example, without undergoing any change, remaining it as it is, it knows. That is swarupam. It's not an action, it is a swarupam. And a swarupam means what? Unchanging nature alone is called a swarupam. Nature, unchanging nature is swarupam. Okay. Therefore what? Brahman is eternal. See, if the nature, Brahman is of the nature of knowing, that nature does not undergo any change. Therefore what? Changelessness implies beginninglessness, endlessness, causelessness. Therefore, Brahman is eternal. I'm reading next line. Ataha naiva datvartaha. Naiva datvartastat. Avikriya rupatvat atayeva cha jnana kartru. Made very clear. Ataha, therefore, naiva datvartaha tat. The jnanam, which is the definition of Brahman, the word jnanam, is never simply datvartaha. Means what? Initially we said datvartaha means it should not be taken as the knower or the known or the knowledge. Naiva datvartaha. Avikriya rupatvat. Because it is of the nature of changelessness. Atayevacha jnana, na jnana kartru. Atayevacha na jnana kartru. That is why Brahman is not the knower. Brahman as the Atma is definitely not the knower, even though there is no knower other than Atma. Therefore, it is never the root meaning because it is changeless in nature. Means not bhava, vyutpattihi. That's the meaning. Therefore, Brahman does not mean just the knower. Tat Brahma, that Brahman, ataha, therefore, naiva dhatvartaha is never the root meaning. Dhatvartha is always in terms of the meaning of the prakriti stem, revealing some kriya visesha action like dupachas pake. It's a root, okay? Dupachas, don't worry about it. It's a root. Dupachas pake. Dhatvattaha is always in terms of the meaning of prakriti, meaning of the prakriti. Prakritihi, let me make it very clear. See, the word prakritihi literally means matter, but here the word prakritihi means the stem. Suppose you say Rama, that is prakriti. Like that, root also is what we say. When you start with the root meaning, when you see, it's called prakriti, stem, revealing some kriya visesha, action, like what? Dupachas pake, in the sense of cooking, like dukrany karane, in the sense of doing, different roots. The roots are roots with some other letters they add, is called prakriti. The dhatvartaha indicated by the root jnya, in the sense of knowing, being an action, depends on various karakas. See, now we are going to understand the process of knowing. The dhatvartaha means the meaning of the root, indicated by the root. The meaning of the root indicated by the root, jnā, in the sense of knowing, being an action, depends on various karakas. See, you all know very well, any action is dependent on various karakas. See, karmanaha karaka nimittatvam asti. Any action is dependent on karakas, the accessories required for performing an action. Similarly, not only physical action, not only the physical action, oral action, physical action, also mental action, even the act of knowing is dependent on its respective karakani, respective the instruments of, the accessories of action. What he says, so dhatvartaha means the meaning of the root, indicated by the root jnya, in the sense of knowing, being an action, depends on various karakas. Knowing as an action is dependent on accessories. But the lakshyam brahma means what? But the reality implied as Brahma, the reality implied by the word jnanam, lakshyam Brahma, does not depend on any factor. It is self-existent and self-evident. It is not really root meaning. The word jnanam is not really root meaning. Naturally, it is free from any change. Therefore, he mentions, avikriya rupatvat, being not subject to change, atayevacha na jnanakartru. Therefore, Brahman is not knower, but knower is Brahman. That is the whole truth. Tasmadevacha, न ज्ञान शब्द वाच्यमपि तद्ब्रह्म तस्मादेव तस्मादेव च न ज्ञान शब्द वाच्यम अपि तद्ब्रह्म. सो फर्स्ट ही सेड हाउ ब्रह्मन इज नॉट द नोअर बट द नोअर इज ब्रह्म. नाउ ही इज गोइंग टू से ब्रह्मन इज नॉट द ज्ञानम बट ज्ञानम इज ब्रह्म. इज इट क्लियर? तस्मादेव ड्यू टू द सेम रीजन ज्ञान शब्द वाच्यम अपि न ब्रह्म न ज्ञान शब्द वाच्यम. Brahman is not the meaning of the word jnanam also. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word knower. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam also. Tathapi. Tadabhasavachakena. Tadabhasavachakena. बुद्धिधर्म विषयेन ज्ञानशब्देन तल्लक्ष्यते न तु उच्यते. द इम्पोर्टेंट लक्ष्यते न तु उच्यते. तथापि तद् आभासवाचकेन बुद्धिधर्म विषयेन ज्ञानशब्देन तल्लक्ष्यते न तु उच्यते. सो द रियालिटी implied by the term Brahman is only revealed, implied by the word jnanam, not directly indicated by the word. And for the same reason only, tasmadeva, due to the same reason. Which reason? The reason of its nature being changelessness. Brahman is of the nature of knowing and it is of the nature of changelessness. For the same reason, because of this reason only, Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Now, uchyate means what? It is not indicated as a direct meaning. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Still, it is revealed through implication by the word jnanam. Lakshyate means it is revealed through implication. It is implied by the word jnanam, not directly indicated by the word jnanam. Which is jnanam, which is an attribute of buddhi. So, knowing as an action is what? Attribute of the intellect. Attribute of buddhi vrittihi. And which refers to consciousness manifest in it. It is not directly revealed. The word jnanam, which is an attribute of buddhi vritti, and that buddhi vritti also what which refers to consciousness manifest in it. It is not directly revealed. Tathapi tad abhasa vachaka means what? Abhasa vachaka. Abhasa means manifestation. Manifest. Manifest consciousness. So, the consciousness manifest alone, the manifest consciousness, the consciousness associated with the vritti is called manifest consciousness. Consciousness in the presence of vritti is called manifest consciousness. Abhasa, Chidabhasaha, it's called Chidabhasaha. So in the absence of vritti, what is consciousness? Pure consciousness. In the absence of vritti, it is chit. In the presence of vritti, it is Chidabhasaha. Therefore, and what is this attribute, the thought, what is the thought? The buddhi vritti, buddhi dharma vishayaha. இந்த தாட் ஆக்சுவலி புத்தி தர்ம விஷய ஞான சப்தேன தன் லட்சியத்தை நத்து உச்சதே. See, the cognition involves two factors. Please make a note. The cognition has two factors. One is vrittihi and consciousness. Pure consciousness without vritti cannot become knowledge. See, knowledge of any object which rises in the mind in the form of a thought, that what is that jnanam? Knowledge is a cognition. What is cognition? Cognition involves two factors. Pure consciousness does not become knowledge of an object. That is why in deep sleep state, just pure consciousness is, but there is no knowledge of the objects. There is no knowledge of the world. Why there is no knowledge? Consciousness is, because consciousness is eternal reality. It's always there. Why in sleep there is no knowledge? Why there's no experience or knowledge in deep sleep state? Because vrittis are not there. Mere consciousness without vrittis also cannot become cognition. And without consciousness, mere vritti cannot even exist. A thought modification cannot even have the status of being existent, cannot even exist. And where is the question of functioning? Becoming sentient and conscious without the consciousness. So the thought is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. Therefore, a thought by itself independently without the consciousness cannot become the cognition. Consciousness without the thought also cannot become the cognition. The two factors must be there. Only then we call it cognition or knowledge. Knowledge of space, knowledge of elements, knowledge of elementals, knowledge of any object is a cognition having two factors. Here the vritti keeps on changing. Consciousness is changeless. Changeless consciousness is reality, and the changing thoughts are the buddhi, buddhi dharma. So the change, constantly changing thought, what is that? That as thought aspect is a intellect, buddhi, matter. Whereas consciousness manifest in it is what? The changeless. The changeless consciousness, changing thoughts. That is why we have different cognitions of different objects. So here, if we say jnanam, knowledge of an object, it implies what? Consciousness with the thought is called manifest consciousness. It is called chidabhasaha. Consciousness in the presence of thought is called chidabhasaha. Manifest, recognizable, interactable consciousness. Chidabhasaha, for which thought must be there. That is called jnanam. But actually, that's the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Consciousness in the presence of thought together constitute jnanam. It is vritti jnanam. And consciousness, if you cognitively delete those thoughts, minus thoughts, what is there is what? Pure consciousness. One and the only consciousness gets two different names. In the presence of thoughts is called manifest consciousness. In the absence of thoughts, it is called pure consciousness. Really speaking, we don't have two consciousnesses. In keeping with the presence and absence of thoughts, the qualification is attributed to consciousness. When do you call consciousness manifest consciousness? In the presence of thoughts. The thoughts are absent, then what is what? Thoughtless consciousness is pure consciousness. In sleep, there's pure consciousness. Mind is non-functional. Thoughts do not rise. Therefore, we do know cognitions in sleep. Is it clear? So here Shankaracharya points out that consciousness without the thoughts is pure consciousness. Whereas consciousness as chidabhasa associated with the buddhi dharma, even the cognition is what? Is called jnanam. So vritti jnanam is consciousness with the thought, and consciousness without thought is swarupa jnanam. And here what is implied? The word jnanam When you say jnanam, it's a direct meaning of the word vritti jnanam. But when you say jnanam as definition, it only implied meaning. Means bhagatyaga lakshana. You remove the thought and take only consciousness as the meaning of the word jnanam. That's why it is lakshyate natu uchyate. It is not directly indicated by the word jnanam, but is it implied by the word jnanam? Because we are removing the thought, taking only consciousness aspect. So, tasmadevacha jnana shabda vachyam api na jnana shabda vachyam api tad brahma tathapi tad abhasa vachakena buddhi dharma vishayena jnana shabdena tallakshyate natu uchyate. And for the same reason only, Brahman is not direct, not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Still, it is revealed through implication by the word jnanam, which is an attribute of buddhi vritti and which refers to consciousness manifest in it. It is not directly revealed. Tasma devacha, for the same reason, na jnana shabda vachyam api tad brahma. Brahman does not become the immediate meaning of the word jnanam. Vachyam is what we understand when we hear the word. Brahman does not become the immediate meaning of the word jnanam. Vachyam is the immediate meaning. Vachyam means immediate meaning, direct meaning, is what we understand when we hear the word. Any meaning you give to jnanam, whether it is knower, known, knowledge, or knowing all of them, or modification, all of are knowing, all of them are modifications of buddhi. Any meaning you give to jnanam, whether it is knower, known, knowledge, or knowing, all of them are modifications of the buddhi. And they are jnana shabda vachyas. They are the direct, immediate meaning of the word jnanam. Brahman is not any one of them. If it is not shabda vachyam, it becomes beyond words for many people. If so, then they cannot talk or write about it. There is no need for shastram, guru, and teaching. Even to say that it is not shabda vachyam, you require shabdas, words. So, it is not vachyam means it is shabda lakshyam. Very important lesson. Many people interpreted. See, Swami Pujya Samaji was very clear about teaching this. Many people mistake. I went to Tiruvannamalai, I went to that place, I went to this place, I sat in front of presence of Mahatmas, Jnanis. So in silence, I learned a lot. I told you, I think I must have mentioned it before. Shastra, the Brahman, which cannot be described by any words, is revealed by the Shastra's words. If words cannot reveal Brahman, but still Shastra's words reveal how. That's why I told that day, the indirect method of communication is used. So silence should not be mistaken for really not non-communication. Silence does not mean non-communication. Silence, when Dakshinamurti teaches through silence means, teaches in silence means, does not mean non-communication. It is an indirect method of communication. That is why we said to understand, it is not vachyam means, it is shabda lakshyam. Because it is not vachyam, therefore, natu uchyate, not directly revealed, but lakshyate implied. How? Now, jnanam and brahma are two words in apposition. Means the same case form. Like purushoyam sthanuhu. Purushoyam sthanuhu. Purushaha ayam sthanuhu. Purushoyam sthanuhu, if you break it. Purushaha ayam sthanuhu. Sthanuhu means a stump. Purushaha person. Ayam this. Therefore, ayam purushaha. Ayam sthanuhu purushaha. This stump is a person. All these three words are in same nominative case. So we call samanadhikaranyam. Like this, what is apposition? So Brahman, jnanam brahma, you say these two words are in apposition. Like purushaha ayam sthanuhu. Okay. A stump of a tree is mistaken by you for a person. And your friend sees it clearly as a stump of a tree. We are not abusing the person as you are a stump of a tree. We are correcting a mistake, and the Purusha resolves in the knowledge that it is a tree. The words are in apposition in terms of Badha. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Remember this. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. When you mistake the stump of a tree for a person, glimpse of light, then you are scared, but you go back and somehow find out. Then when you go closely and analyze, on analysis, you find out there is no person. There's only stump. In the wake of knowledge of what is being is a stump of the tree, where does the person go? That person dissolves in the very stump. This is called what? Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Negation. Implication through negation. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. So we are correcting a mistake, and the Purusha resolves in the knowledge that it is a tree. The words are in apposition in terms of Badha, sublation. Here also it is the same. Buddhi dharma vishayena. Buddhi dharma eva vishayaha yasya jnana shabdasya. Tena jnana shabdena. The word jnanam is connected to buddhi dharma in the form of jnana vrittis. The word jnanam is connected to buddhi dharma in the form of jnana vrittis, particular knowledge of objects. In these jnana vrittis, there is the invariable presence of Jnadatvartaha, the invariable presence of Jnadatvartaha, consciousness. Whether it is pot knowledge or cloth knowledge, consciousness is present. Consciousness is present. Whether it is pot knowledge or cloth knowledge, consciousness is present. By this Jnana Shabda Brahma Lakshyate. Jnana Shabdena Brahma Lakshyate. Brahman is pointed out by implication. The word Jnanam is Brahma Abhasa Vachakam. a word referring to the abhasaha, manifestation of Brahman, manifest consciousness. One thing also you would have known, can see, Swamiji rarely, hardly uses the term reflection. He always prefers the word manifestation. Vrittigata Chaitanyam. Manifest consciousness is what? Vrittigata Chaitanyam. Or Vritti Avachinna Chaitanyam. Vrittigata Chaitanyam or Vritti Avachinna Chaitanyam is called Abhasaha. Manifestation of consciousness. Manifest consciousness. And it is translated as reflection because the vritti shines. The vritti seems to enjoy consciousness. That vritti consciousness, that vritti consciousness is conscious vritti. That vritti consciousness is vritti consciousness is consciousness. Really speaking, vritti consciousness means what? Like thought consciousness. The thought consciousness is consciousness, really speaking. Because vrittis are mithya. I can stop and tell you here, in any knowledge, part is means part cognition is. Part cognition is means part consciousness is. Therefore, part cognition is nothing but part consciousness. Part knowledge is part consciousness. And the part consciousness is what? Consciousness. Part consciousness is consciousness. So part existence is part cognition or part knowledge. And part cognition or part knowledge is nothing but part consciousness. Means what? Consciousness. Therefore, the vritti consciousness means the thought consciousness is consciousness. Really speaking. Because vrittis are mithya. So, abhasa has to be understood properly. Otherwise, one can get caught up in the idea of reflection. Appa, I love this. People always have a big problem of reflection, reflection, reflection. Whatever Swamiji was very, very sure about, it has gone to my head like anything. Hardly Swamiji used, you like the term reflection. Because, see, in the presence of the light, opaque thing shines. Therefore, we say the reflection of light. It contributes for the shining. The mere presence of light contributes for the shining of the opaque thing. Vilangugirathu. Therefore, we say reflected consciousness. Is there reflected consciousness? No. Is there reflected light? No. Just the light. So, in the presence of the opaque, in the presence of the light, opaque thing shines. Therefore, the light associated with the opaque thing gets the qualification of being the reflected light. And therefore, what is this now, the opaque thing? The shining opaque thing is reflection of light. And reflection of light is nothing but light. Similarly here, very important lesson. Very, very important lesson. So in the presence of consciousness alone, thoughts shine. Whether the thought pertaining to thought form of any thought form of any object shines in the presence of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness in the presence of thought forms, thoughts, is called what? Manifest consciousness. That is how it becomes recognized. And the absence of thoughts, what is it? Pure consciousness. If any thought is actually consciousness only. Therefore, whether it's a pot cognition or a cloth cognition, any cognition is nothing but pure knowledge, essentially. So he says, vrittis are mithya. So abhasa has to be understood properly. Otherwise, one can get caught up in the idea of reflection. Panchadashi Kara uses this word very profusely. But Bhashyakara uses it occasionally. Vidyayana Swami somehow uses this word reflection a lot. But Bhashyakara uses it occasionally. There is nothing wrong with the word, but it has to be understood as to what it is. Tad Brahma Chaitanya Abhasa Vachakena. Tad Brahma Chaitanya Abhasa Vachakena. Vachaka is the word jnanam. Here it refers to Brahma Chaitanya Abhasa, the knower known knowledge. Brahman is revealed by implication by the word jnanam as the invariable presence in the knower, knowledge and known through the lakshana. So Brahman is revealed by implication by the word jnanam as the invariable presence in the knower, knowledge and known through the lakshanam. We use this lakshanam all the time. From the karyam, effect, the karanam, cause, is understood, lakshyate. When I say, this shirt is nothing but cotton, karanam, lakshyate. How shirt is cotton? Because cotton is the cause of this shirt. There is no shirt without cotton. Some people explain the word lakshyate as Brahman is indicated by the Guru. Guru is a signpost. He cancels himself by calling himself a signpost. There is no indication of that sort here. It's a method of teaching. Okay. Please don't take all those things. How people are confusing, that's why Swamiji mentions. Swamiji just points out to not to get confused by all those things people say. It's very important to understand the confusions also. Lakshyate vachyate. It must become very clear. What is meant by the word implied or implication? What is meant by the word direct? Okay, next. Why Brahman is pointed out through Lakshanam? Any doubts here until now? Is it clear?
Clear, Swamini.
Okay, good. Next, why Brahman is pointed out through Lakshanam? Because words have certain axis called Shabdavachyam. Within that range alone, Shabda can operate. That is pointed out here. Beautiful. Now next, see how gradually subject matter is developed. You must see that. Why Brahman is implied, not revealed, not directly denoted. Why you need a lakshanam? Why Brahman is lakshyate natu uchyate? Why? Again further said. Because the words have certain axis called Shabdavachyam. Within the range alone, Shabda can operate. That is pointed out here. Shabda pravritti hetu ஜாத்யாதி சப்த பிரவருத்தி ஹேது ஜாத்யாதி தர்ம ரஹிதத்வாது சத்யானந்த சப்தாபியாம் சாமானாதி கரண்யாத். The two reasons are given here. Reason one, reason two. Second reason, let me tell you first. The word jnanam implies the reality Brahma, does not directly indicate. The word jnanam is lakshanam. Because the word jnanam comes along with the other two words, satyam and anantam. Reason one. And second, why Brahman is only the implied meaning of the word jnanam, it is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. First reason, second reason he gives is because the word jnanam comes along with other two words in opposition, like satyam and anantam. So the word jnanam cannot mean anything what is not acceptable for other two words. Jnanam and Anantam and Satyam. One reason. Second, first important reason he gives, Shabda Pravritti Hetu Jatyadi Dharma Rahitatvat. Due to the absence of attributes such as jati etc., which are the cause for the origination of words. Shabda pravritti hetu. Let me make it very clear. Please remember, shabda means word, pravritti means origination. Shabda pravritti or usage. Shabda pravritti means usage of words. And usage of words is dependent on hetu, cause. Shabda pravritti, the usage of words, is dependent on certain cause. What is the cause? And they are called shabda pravritti nimittani. Shabda pravritti hetuhu means shabda pravritti nimittani. Shabda pravritti hetuhu means the causes which are responsible for the usage of words. What are they? They are six. Let us see. Jatihi, Gunaha, Kriya, Dravyam, Sambandha. Let me see what Swami is using it here. I can stop. I don't need to waste it. Yeah, they mentioned it here. Okay. So there are six factors. Please remember, Jatihi, Gunaha, Kriya, Dravyam Sambandha. There are certain factors. They are known as Jat Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. The factors, the attributes which are responsible, which are instrumental for using the word. So Brahman does not fulfill any of those conditions. Brahman does not belong to any jati. If suppose an object which belongs to a given species can be described by words. Let me make it very clear, then I can read it. See, an object belonging to a given species, it has a jati. Then it is available, it can be described. Description of any object must belong to a given species. Okay, that is jatihi. Then gunaha. It must have some attribute or the other, tall or short or fat or color or small or tiny or big, some attribute it must have, subtle or gross, etc. So it must have some guna. Then it can be described. So an object must fulfill certain conditions in order to be described, in order to be explained. So jatihi is the first condition. The second is what? Gunaha, quality. Gunaha means quality or attribute. Jatihi gunaha. Then an object must be associated with some sort of karma, action. கர்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சம் ஆக்ஷன். ஜாதிஹி குணஹா கர்ம. இஃப் அன் கிவன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் சம் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் ஆர் தி அதர், தென் கேன் பி டிஸ்கிரைப்ட். சோ பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் அ ஜாதி, பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் எனி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்லெஸ்னஸ், பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் எனி ஆக்ஷன். பிரம்மன் பிரம்மன் ஐ மீன் தி பியூர் நாலேஜ், தி ரியாலிட்டி, தி அப்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், டசன்ட் பிலாங் டு எனி ஸ்பீஷீஸ், டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் எனி குணா, டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் எனி ஆக்ஷன். தென் திரவியம், இட் இஸ் நோ அதர் attributes. Then dravyam sambandha, brahman does not have any connection relationship with anything else. Therefore these are the important conditions. So shastram says, shastram calls these factors as shabda pravritti nimittani, shabda pravritti hetavaha. Shabda pravritti hetavaha means an object, in order to be described, in order to be describable, must fulfill either all the five or at least one or two of the factors. Then only that object can be described. The words can describe an object which fulfill these conditions. Whereas it must belong to a species, it must have some quality, such it must fulfill certain conditions. Whereas Brahman does not fulfill any of these conditions, because Brahman does not have jati, does not have gunaha, doesn't have any kriya, is not associated, doesn't have any relationship. Therefore Brahman, no word can describe Brahman. Therefore Brahman is indescribable. Shabda pravritti nimittam or shabda pravritti hetuhu, சொல்லை பயன்படுத்துவதற்கான காரணங்கள். ஒரு பொருள் சொற்களால் விளக்கப்படுவதற்கு, அந்த அப்பொருளை விளக்குவதற்கான சொற்களை பயன்படுத்துவதற்கான காரணங்கள் ஆர் நோன் அஸ் வாட்? சப்த பிரவருத்தி நிமித்தானி, சப்த பிரவருத்தி ஹேதவஹா. அண்ட் சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரைட்ஸ் ஹியர், சப்த பிரவருத்தி ஹேது ரஹிதத்வாத். ரஹித மீன்ஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப், பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் எனி ஆஃப் தோஸ் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பிரம்ம பிரவருத்தி, சாரி சப்த பிரவருத்தி ஹேது டசன்ட் ஹேவ். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் கெனாட், கேன் நெவர் பிகம் தி டைரக்ட் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட். And second thing, Brahman comes along with the other two words in apposition. Therefore also, Brahman cannot be directly indicated by a word. It can only be implied. Let us read, you know. Shabda pravritti hetu jati adi. Only jati he mentioned, species, etc. Adi means etc. etc. Dharma rahitatvat. Due to Brahman having the status of not having the attributes such as species, jati, etc., which cause the usage of words for description. I have done a very clean translation of the sentence. Do you see that? Okay. ஷப்த ப்ரவருத்தி ஹேதுஹு ஜாத்யாதி, ஜாத்யாதி தர்மாஹ. ஷப்த ப்ரவருத்தி ஹேதவஹ ஜாத்யாதி தர்மாஹ. பிரம்ம ஷப்த ப்ரவருத்தி ஹேதுனாம் ஜாத்யாதீனாம் தர்மானாம் ரஹிதம். ரஹிதத்வா, டியூ டு தட் சத்யானந்த சப்தாபியாம் சாமானாதிகரண்யா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரீசன், செகண்ட் ரீசன், சத்யானந்த சப்தாபியாம் சாமானாதிகரண்யாத். ஓகே, லெட் மீ ரீட் அண்ட் இட் பிகம் மச் கிளியர். because Brahman does not have any of the necessary conditions for direct revelation by the word, like belonging to some species, etc. Further, the word jnanam is in apposition with the words satyam and jnanam. Two reasons are given. You must write why Brahman is not implied, not directly indicated, but implied. Okay. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam because Brahmanaha shabda pravritti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. Brahman does not have jatihi, etc., which are the hetus for employing words. The range of the shabda is called shabda pravritti hetuhu. Shabdasya pravrittehe hetu bhutaha. Shabdasya pravrittehe hetu bhutaha. That which is in the form of hetu for the usage of words. Shabdasya pravrittehe hetu bhutaha. Means what? That which is in the form of the cause for the usage of, or the reason for the usage of the words. There must be some reason, the purpose, the cause for using the words. The reason, the purpose of using the words. And that which serves as the reason, cause, or purpose for the usage of the words is called shabda pravritti hetuhu. And what are they? Jatyadi dharmaha. The attributes such as jati, etc., alone form the reasons for the usage of words. And those attributes are absent in Brahman. So Brahman is devoid of the attributes such as jati, etc., which contribute for the reason for the usage of words. Therefore, Brahman cannot be described. So Brahman cannot be explained. Brahman cannot be the direct meaning of the word, any of the words. Therefore, the word jnanam also only implies Brahma, does not directly indicate Brahma. Okay. So, Brahman is not the direct meaning of the word jnanam because Brahmanaha shabda pravritti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. Brahman does not have jati, etc., which are the hetus for employing words. The range of the shabda is called shabda pravritti hetu. Shabdasya pravruttehe hetu bhutaha. And the hetus are jatyadi dharmaha. For using a word, the word meaning has to fall within the fourfold range. Jatihi, species, gunaha, attribute, kriya, action, sambandaha, connection or relationship. Brahman must have one of those four things if it is to be shabda vachyam. Vishu Swamiji left Dravyam, it's okay. Brahman must have one of those four things if it is to be shabda vachyam. Treeness is a species. And every tree has treeness. The word tree indicates jati as well as a vyakti. Vyakti means individual object. If it means only jati, then you have to indicate a vyakti, a specific variety. like mango tree. Then it is guna viseshaha. If Brahman is jati like a brahmana, then it, in terms of location, you can talk about Brahman. This is Delhi Brahman. This is Chennai Brahman. This is American Brahman and so on. You can also talk about Brahman in terms of time. Like this is young Brahman, this is old Brahman and so on. Brahman is ekameva advitiyam, one without a second. And so there's no jati in Brahman. Next, gunaha is an attribute like fat, lean and so on. If Brahman has attribute, you can talk about it, describing it as a fat Brahman, happy Brahman, unhappy Brahman, white Brahman, black Brahman and so on. But Brahman is nirgunam, free from all attributes. Ekatvat jatihi nasti. Nirgunatvat gunaha nasti. Okay. Kriya, action also helps to describe a thing or being through words. He is a driver, means by his action of driving, you are pointing out that person. One who drives is a driver, but one who cooks is cook and not a cooker. It is an exception where the suffix er is deleted. Action itself also is revealed by words like goes, comes and so on. Brahman is nishkriyam, does not do any action. Finally, words can talk about sambandha, relationship of a given person or thing with another. You can say son, father and so on. Brahman does not have any connection with anything. Between Jagat and Brahman, can we talk about karna-karya sambandha, cause-effect relationship? No. Brahman is asangaha, unconnected to the jagat, which is mithya. There is no second thing from the standpoint of Brahman. So, shabda pravritti hetu abhavat. Due to the absence of shabda pravritti hetu. Brahman is not the direct meaning of any word. Therefore, the word jnanam cannot refer to known meanings. He has now technically dismissed everything. He gives one more reason here. Satya ananta shabdabhyam. Okay, that is over. Okay, first reason is over. Second reason, why Brahman cannot be uchyate, why Brahman is not uchyate, why it is lakshyate. Why it is the implied meaning of the word jnanam, not the direct meaning of the word jnanam. Not any word. Satya ananta shabdabhyam. Satya ananta shabdabhyam. Samanadhikaranyat. The word jnanam does not indicate jnata or jnanam or jnayam because it is in opposition with the two words satyam and anantam. Satyam cannot undergo any change. Therefore, jnanam also cannot undergo any change. And so, it cannot be knower or known or knowledge which changes. The word anantam, limitless, cannot permit any restriction in the meaning of the word jnanam. The word jnanam cannot mean knower, known or knowledge and still be anantam. Each one of them exclude the other. Any one meaning you take, Brahman will become limited. Therefore, if the word jnanam is shabda vachyam, it does not stand the test of mimamsa analysis. is very important, last last portion. The word anantam, limitless, cannot limit, cannot permit any restriction in the meaning of the word jnanam. The word jnanam cannot mean knower, known or knowledge, and still be anantam. Each one of them exclude the other. Any one meaning you take, Brahman will become limited. Therefore, if the word jnanam is shabda vachyam, it does not stand the test of mimamsa, analysis. That does not mean it is beyond words and you have to experience it, because it is shabda lakshyam. Very important. Swamiji wants to say simultaneously, it is not shabda vachyam, at the same time, it is not something which cannot be revealed at all. It is not revealed, it cannot be revealed directly, but it can be revealed by words through implication. That is why it is not beyond words, should not be mistaken for mistaken. That it cannot be, it is beyond words. It can be revealed by the words, not as direct meaning, but as an implied meaning. Because it is shabda lakshyam. Tatha satya shabdena api sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvat brahmanah. Bahya satta samanya visheena satya shabdena lakshyate satyam brahma iti natu satya shabda vachyameva brahma. Before I move on to the next line, let me tell you the homework. Why Brahman is not shabda vachyam and why it is shabda lakshyam. The two reasons are given. You have to remember all this. Usually the five are mentioned, but four are very important, so that they do not confuse. It's taken four. That those four you must remember. What is shabda pravritti hetu? So describability of an object is dependent on shabda pravritti hetu. And everything has shabda pravritti hetu except Brahman. That is why it is not direct meaning of any word. That you must remember. So that is the question. If you can put it in your writing, so get a nice, clean, clear understanding. I think I'm stopping now. It's all right. Any doubts in what we read today?
So I mean, very quickly.
Yeah.
This is Advaita Siddhiki, Amarapta Laptiki, Jnaname Sopanamu. Sopanamu, is it Malayalam or Telugu?
No. It's a Telugu song.
Telugu song. Sopanamu is...
Advaita Siddhiki, Amarapta Laptiki, Jnaname. Actually, Sopanam means that's a stepping stone.
Step.
Yeah. No, here is Sangeetame Pranamu. Not Sopanamu. Sopanamu, stepping stone. Prana is life.
Jnaname sopanamu sarva sadhanaki
samaratva labdhiki sangeetame pranamu. Sangeetame pranam. Sangeetam is the life. Music is a stepping stone for the accomplishment of the vision of non-duality, attainment of immortality. Advaita siddhihi, attainment of vision of non-duality. Amaratva labdhihi, attainment of immortality, moksha. So jnanam and moksha for accomplishing both, which one and the same. Sangeeta is the sopanam, is a stepping stone. See, they all came much later in Dharaja's life. And initially he was so fond of his murti. Ekrupa bhakti. Oh my god, Dharaja was so attached to his Amma's murti. He was so... Later on, his songs became full of Advaita. Later on. You can see how developed. Is it clear? Everything is clear now? What we read today? because a new topic, I didn't want to go it. Sometimes certain words translating is Swamiji uses that just we have to leave it as they are. Shabda pravritti hetuhu. That which causes, that which serves as the cause or the purpose, the reason for usage of words. So you must know correctly so that you can understand. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.